Welcome back. You're here with David Faisal. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money. Faisal, there was a very interesting report came out for the Pension Leadership Council. Here's the number one observation, okay?
Okay.
Canadians consistently report preferences for predictable, lifetime guaranteed retirement income that's inflation adjusted.
That sounds lovely.
And you know what? This is 2016 to 2022. That hasn't changed other than their need for that, people's need for that has gone up a little bit, and that's not surprising given we've just gone through a high inflationary environment.
Yeah, and you'll find that what people want in life in general is some sense of certainty.
Yep.
And when you don't have certainty, then the anxiety level goes up, right? The stress level of not knowing the future goes up. And so then you react based on that anxiety or stress.
Yep.
And so what Canadians are basically saying to the Leadership Council is that we want to see more and more guarantees or security of our income in our future. However, 60% of Canadians do not have a pension plan at work that gives them that sense of security or guarantee.
That's right.
Nor can they rely on the guarantees of CPP and old age security on their own.
To fully fund their lifestyle.
To fully fund their expenses.
Yeah.
We say lifestyle, but it might just be expenses.
Fair. Fair point. There's three pillars, right? When you think about retirement income, and let's break it down. There's the public pensions that you get, right? OAS, perhaps.
CPP.
CPP and maybe GIS, right? Yep. Whatever the case may be. The second, which is the one you've just identified, which is private pensions, that over the past 30 years have been drying up for many Canadians. Access, right, to a company-funded pension plan, which leaves us, a defined benefit pension plan for sure, which leaves us then with the third pillar, which is our own personal savings. Now, in an environment where house prices have gone up and things have gone up, sometimes the savings are a struggle too. So we got to make all these things fit, right, and ultimately support the expense profile that somebody has in their retirement years.
So let me take a little bit of a commentary about our industry. Our industry knows this is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And our industry has said, here's a product that will solve your problem. Our industry has said, here is the investment you need to go into to solve that problem.
Right.
Here's what our industry is not addressing at this point in time. What's the process and how much security do you have? Not here's a one ticket solution to your problem.
For everybody, right?
And so what's frustrating is that the business of providing a financial product has been leveraged on the fear that the Canadian wants some certainty. So here's a product that will do it. And I'm sorry, but there's no one product that does it.
Yeah. It's process, you said.
Structure.
It's structure, and it's discipline. In combination, those three things create a strategy for you.
And so when people try to build a retirement future, they are in the most vulnerable stage of their financial situation. They've just left their employer. They've just sold their business. They're now ready to quote unquote retire, live off their savings. And they don't have the fortune of a large pension plan to cover the lion's share of their expenses. We're talking about those. That's the lion's share of Canadians, okay? What do they do? They go to a financial institution, mm-hmm. say, help me about my financial problem. And what does the financial industry in general do is, here is the product that you purchase.
So let me give you a couple of key findings as we develop this. Canadians are less confident that they will attain their financial objectives.
100%.
Notably in 2022, there was a 15% decrease in Canadians reporting that they were confident that they'll be able to retire at the desired age. I'll read one more. Canadians are hesitant about managing their retirement savings themselves. Consistently, less than half of the respondents reported that they were well informed about any retirement source of income. So let's take it beyond that. Okay, it's not just about product, it's about process, right? It's about strategy, all those things we talked about. But it's also about understanding nobody lives on pre-tax income. They live on after-tax income.
Correct.
And all of these different wonderful tools that have been built over the time by our industry and through government policy all attract different rates of tax.
And things have changed. You know, in a previous show, I had this conversation with Leanna. And it's a great observation that she also made on this, was in our grandparents' generation, they would be literally on a fixed income.
Right.
They would be on pension plans, public and private.
Yep.
And they would live off that money. They would make things work within that dollar That's right. amount, whatever they were given.
The fixed income.
That's right. The concept of I'm on a fixed income.
Right.
Okay. Fast forward to 2023. People are not on a fixed income. They're on a variable income. They can choose to take more, take less. They can choose because they're dipping into a savings pool, either investments or not, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But they're dipping into a savings pool. So now you're taking away the certainty
yep.
and giving them the option, which many like to have options, until you have options and you become paralyzed from those options.
Because there's uncertainty.
Because there's uncertainty. That's right. I want certainty, but I want flexibility.
Right.
Well, how do you do that in a product?
Right.
It doesn't provide that. And so insert again, the process, the structure, the discipline, the approach you need. If you're dealing with a financial professional and they are not providing you with more than just the product,
right.
the financial instrument, you need to start asking more questions.
And we talk about the complexity of this period of your life. And I mean, this is part of it, right? It goes well beyond this too, but income is the number one area when people are saying, can I do this? How am I gonna do this? And then it's the mental health issues and everything that this report really identifies with respect to the uncertainty,
mm-hmm.
right? So not only do you have to get the income piece right, okay? And that's a very different approach than the growth piece because they also said inflation here. You've got to inflation protect. And so you need a strategy that also grows over time to ensure that the purchasing power of your capital supports it.
I truly believe if you are living off your savings or going to live off your savings to fund your retirement, and you're not on 100% fixed income from a pension plan, then you need a financial team that's going to help you there.
Yep.
You can't do it yourself. You can't just have a money manager, you can't just have an accountant, you can't just have a lawyer, you gotta have a team of people. And the more money you have,
yep.
the more complexity you have. When you have more accounts, different types of accounts,
Absolutely.
The more complexity comes into play. When you have dynamics in your family, the complexity comes. When you have healthcare issues in your family, the complexity
Absolutely.
Goes up. Complexity is going to increase as you age, full stop. And so you cannot just do this by yourself or with a financial instrument,
right.
a financial product. It just doesn't work that way. And those are the things that we're gonna cover at our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, August 15th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. Now you need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
One last key finding. Canadians consistently prioritize maintaining their living standard in retirement as a key financial objective, right? That's what people want. What is the purpose of that money? It is to support my standard of living as I move into retirement.
And here's what they also said in the report. People are less concerned about traveling now.
Yeah,
if they can't make it,
yeah.
Oh, they're less concerned about traveling. Traveling is their biggest budget
right.
in their retirement.
Right.
I don't understand why people think, oh, I don't travel a lot, so therefore my lifestyle or my cost of living is low.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It has nothing to do with just traveling.
Right.
We think that's the most expensive thing. It's not. It requires what? Process,
yep.
structure, and discipline.
And discipline. Okay. Let's leave it there. I think that's a terrific place to wrap it up. On behalf of Faisal and myself, Dave, I want to thank you for joining us for another edition of More Than Money. On QR Calgary, we look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.